With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the show, my friends. Welcome, welcome. Happy Friday. We have made it all the way to the very end of the week. I so hope you have had a beautiful week, that you have been able to lean into and embody our intention of this week, which was all about softening and exploring different ways of letting go and going with the flow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, for our self-care practice today, I'm going to share with you a little practice, a little thing that I hold very close to my heart. Today, hopefully today, if not today, at some point this weekend, but let's go for today, okay? I want you to give yourself the gift, the absolute gift of unscheduled time. You're going to give yourself the gift of unscheduled time. And this is something that might not sound like a big thing, but it's something that most of us really should be practicing more of. And that maybe we haven't actually realized or understood the power of. If you are anything like me or like most people, whenever you find yourself all of a sudden with a window of time, with some space where you don't have a bunch of stuff scheduled, you immediately go for, okay, well, what can I get done right now? What do I need to figure out? What chores do I have to do around the house? What work things can I figure out or get ticked off of my list? We immediately jump to the working and the fixing and the doing, right? Because that's just what it's like being a human being in this world. So even just shifting our focus from doing and working to having a window of time where we actually give ourselves some self-care, right? Just shifting from working to being or to something that feels more like self-love or self-nourishment. That alone is a big shift. But even that, so say you know you have a couple of hours to yourself or an afternoon this weekend or a moment this evening. Our minds like to immediately go for, okay, well, what am I going to fill that time with? How can I take care of myself? What are the things I'm going to do and the practices I'm going to go for? Should I practice some yoga or should I meditate? Should I take a bath, journal, go for a walk? And we immediately kind of pre-decide what we are going to fill that space with. So even time that we get to spend for ourselves, usually for most of us, is always pre-decided and sort of scheduled. And how I want to make this practice today a little bit different is I want you to give yourself the gift of unscheduled time, undecided time, a window of space where you can actually explore leading with your intuition, a window of space and time where you don't know what you're going to do, where you haven't decided in advance what you're going to fill those minutes or those hours with, but where you actually get to step into something that feels a little bit more like the unknown. And it's in those moments of not knowing that we can actually sit down with ourselves, place our hands to our hearts, and feel into, what do I need right now? Or if we want to get even more adventurous, what is the universe asking of me right now? Because it's not until we give ourselves those moments of not knowing that we're able to listen to the messages that life is giving us all the time. And I find when I have that unscheduled time, so without deciding for myself, oh, I'm going to drink tea, or I'm going to read that book, or I'm going to roll out my mat at that time and then cook that food and do that thing. When I just step into that unknown, unscheduled space, first of all, the first thing that happens is I feel a little bit uncomfortable. I don't love not having things scheduled. I don't love stepping into the unknown. So there's always that little bit of comfort that I just have to sit with. But also, it's in those moments that unexpected things happen, where all of a sudden my intuition tells me to go do something that I normally don't do, or to head out somewhere that I haven't been before, or I just get that opportunity to follow my intuition, which oftentimes takes me unexpected places. Those are the moments when I find a new, beautiful part of the forest that I'd never been before because I just let my feelings guide me. Or those are the moments when all of a sudden a friend calls and asks, do I want to go do that thing with them? And because I have unscheduled space, I actually have the opportunity to say, yes, why not? And then I get to have that unexpected moment of joy or pleasure. So today, I want this to be your self-care practice. Give yourself the gift of unscheduled time. And once you step into that moment, take a moment to feel, what do you actually need? Listen to any messages that you might be more open to receiving since you're in that unknown space, and see if you can let go a little bit of having to have everything figured out and pre-decided and go with the flow. Now, that unscheduled time might lead you to that same yoga practice and bath or forest walk that you normally go for, but you're exploring it with an open heart and open eyes and an open mind. So you are going to be listening in a little bit of a different way. And that unscheduled time might take you somewhere totally different that you didn't expect end up going. The purpose of this practice, of course, is to soften and to trust and to let go of a bit of control. I hope you enjoy this afternoon or evening. Make sure you give yourself that gift, if not today, tomorrow or Sunday. And if you can give yourself a whole day, go for it. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend ahead. Yoga Girl Daily will be back on Monday.